In Omaha, Nebraska, private donors are ready and waiting to donate up to $80 million to help build a new veterans clinic that would serve as a pilot for community-based public-private partnerships with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Trouble is, that's illegal. Under current law, VA can't accept private donations for construction projects. Nebraska Congressman Brad Ashford is the co-sponsor of legislation that would change that. He talked with me from his office in Omaha about the partnership community leaders are envisioning there.
The larger issue is, how do we expand VA choice opportunities for veterans within the community, utilizing that building as sort of a resource, but also looking to the other healthcare facilities in the area to provide service as well. So it's kind of what the secretary calls this is the new VA, and Omaha would be the first example of how this integrated healthcare model can work. And some of it's still being pieced together as far as how does choice, the choice bill that was passed in 2014, how does that sort of interface with this kind of clinical approach on the VA side, and then utilizing existing facilities for other services.
And so I would assume then that the expansion of choice is one of the reasons why the price tag for this facility has come down from some of the original plans. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, they're just not building hospitals anymore at the VA, nor should they.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we can accommodate, and I think the veterans want it. I mean, clearly this idea of the facility that we're building, which will take care of, is a 175,000 square foot building.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take care of a significant number of veterans and the needs of those veterans, not on an inpatient basis, but on an outpatient basis. That's what they wanted. So, you know, we were reflecting that the donor community here, the group that approached me with interest in being part of this, have just completed a $300 million cancer center. So these people can raise the money. The other thing that I think the concern about in the community generally, and veterans as well, is the veterans hospital, these old buildings, these old hospitals, and I think, is it 60% of the Veterans Administration hospitals were built prior to 50 years ago? I don't know the exact number, but it's a big part of it. Is it somehow got siloed off onto themselves? And in Omaha, we, in the area here, we saw that as the wrong way to do healthcare. And so by building this new building and increasing the number of residents we have two medical schools here, Creighton University and University of Nebraska Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
By increasing the number of residents in all areas of care, whether it's psychiatric care or other physical care, that we can create more opportunities. So it's a lot of different things. Increasing the number of research initiatives that we have here. Bob Carey, you know, Senator Carey has been great. He's leading the charge to develop a partnership with MIT on prosthesis materials research. And obviously Senator Kerry has an interest in that, and that he lost his leg in Vietnam. So that's Chuck Hagel's been very engaged, former senator here, obviously Secretary of Defense, Senator Nelson. So it's just a community-wide thing to integrate the VA much more into what we do here for healthcare for veterans.
And Congressman, as you suggested a minute ago, you've already got private donors ready and willing to contribute,
right,
once the law allows them.
Right.
Talk about the process,
right,
your community went through to rally and drum up support for that cause, and the extent to which you think that can be repeated across the country.
I think that's a great question, and two answers. First of all, once my colleagues found out about what was going on in Omaha, any number of them, obviously this is totally a nonpartisan issue. How we take care of veterans should not be a partisan issue, and
mm-hmm.
So we were getting interest from everybody. Certainly the Nebraska delegation has been great. Senator Fisher is leading the charge in the Senate, so we have that going for us. As far as the donor community here, first of all, we went to the veterans, because when we got in this, our hospital building, the old building, had been moved up and down that priority list for years, from 5th to 26th. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason for it. It just went up and down. So the VA, when I took office, the VA was talking about 2027 as the a first date when they would even consider building a major new, you know, hospital. So I talked to Secretary McDonald right after I got sworn in. He has connections to Omaha because he had been chairman of P&G, Procter & Gamble, and knew Omaha through Warren Buffett. Berkshire had been a major stockholder in P&G, so he knew the community, and so it was just a matter of connecting Secretary McDonald with the donor community here, and then at the same time, parallel to that, asking veterans. We did surveys and went to meetings. There are 11 major veterans groups here. There are some others. There's not just 11, but we went to as many veterans as we could find, and about 80% of the veterans that responded to any kind of questionnaire survey came back and said they'd like to have a sort of walk-in clinic type of an operation, new facility. Women's health, for example, is inadequately taken care of in the old hospital. So it was a parallel course, finding the donors interested in doing this, and then asking veterans what they wanted, to be honest.
And based on your discussions with those donors, what's their motivation? I mean, the U.S. government is not normally thought of as a charitable organization that people donate money to.
That's very interesting. That's the question. And I think part of that is the culture. In order for the federal government, we have $185 billion VA budget. Serves all kinds of needs, obviously, and you have a population, at least here, and I think nationally, that wants to help veterans, and then you have the veterans themselves who need the help, who need the care. So you have three pieces of the pie, of the puzzle, right there, and I think the answer to your question is what the hump we got over was somehow the donor community thinking about the VA as not that federal, you know, healthcare organization out in left field, but actually part of the entire community's response to healthcare. And I think that happened early on in the process. Where why don't we think of the VA as an asset, you know, as a partner, not as, well, just veterans go there kind mm-hmm. of thing. And I that's what happened. And I think it takes some pretty enlightened thinking by Secretary McDonald, who's really pushing this, and by our donors, who they do want to make sure the thing gets built on time and on budget. That's sort of the Nebraska way of doing things. So the donor community wants some say in how this thing's built, not how it's built, but making sure that it does get built, and so that they're in a way that so they're not spending extra money like the Denver project.
So they're stakeholders.
A lot more than extra money. It's like double or triple the cost of the original estimate. So I think. But your question is exactly right. I mean, how do you replicate this in other communities? And I think you can do it. You can do it in a variety of different ways, partnering with a local hospital, partnering with a donor community. Not every community has Warren Buffett. You know? Not every community has the donor community that Omaha has become. We're fortunate in that regard. We have people here who just don't stop giving. And not every community has the ability to do that, but some do. But then there are other ways, I think, to partner other than, and we need to give to the VA, the VA as many authorities as they can get, really, to do these kinds of partnerships, because you can't, I don't think we can do it anymore the old-fashioned way.
So last question on that point, on the legislation itself. I mean, as I understand it now, VA is basically only allowed to accept donations for things like refreshments at ceremonies and things like
right.
that. How far right. would you go in terms of expanding their ability to use private funds? I mean, just construction?
Well, this bill doesn't go, I mean, as far as I think there are projects out there that I think I've heard about that would need maybe additional authorities. I'm not sure. This is fairly narrowly drawn. This would allow the VA to accept property, including money is property, money to construct a medical facility. That's essentially what it does. It enlarges the authority of the VA to accept the money, and it has some caveats in there about how it would be, how the oversight of the construction would happen. But it's pretty narrowly drawn. It certainly can apply to other cities, but there may be other projects that you know, lease purchase agreements, for example. This does not cover that kind of financing mechanism. This is a straight up donation. And so you're right. I mean, it doesn't. This would have to be expanded over the next few years to address other ideas that are out there. But I don't see why we don't do it. I don't see why we just don't do some of these things.